Couple of interviews now. I have two people joining me, and that is Celeste Taylor. Celeste, you basically run things here at the Mott Library.
Like to think so. But I am the regional manager for the Toledo Lucas County Public Libraries.
Well, thank you for joining us. We also have Ronald Wells Jr., who is a Toledo Opera trustee, and you were the chair of the Toledo Opera Community Engagement Advisory Committee. That's a mouthful, and I imagine there's a lot of work involved as well.
That there is, but it's wonderful work, and I'm happy to be there.
Well, let me thank you both for joining us. And, you know, Celeste, it's been pretty successful so far. We've managed to do everything without falling on our face.
Yes.
That's always a good thing, mm-hmm. And in no small part due to your help and your welcoming us, so... We much appreciate that.
More than welcome.
Now, the two of you both work in outreach. You have a lot mm-hmm. to do with reaching the community. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we can start with you, Celeste, mm-hmm. about talking about what it is that you do in your position here.
Well, one of my duties is to ensure I lead four branches, but Matt in particular, to ensure that we are providing services and programs that empower and highlights the beauty of our community, the beauty of our residents. Our branch itself is a beautiful building where we feel that when people come to visit us, we want to make sure that they, one, feel welcome, two, that whatever needs they had were met. And they left us, right? But for my young people, I want them to feel empowered and to know that they can be successful in whatever it is that they choose to be as they grow up, both academically and as productive members of our nice little county.
Yeah. Ronald, may I call you Ron?
Yep, Ron's good.
Okay, Ron. Talk a little bit about your work with Toledo Opera, because there's been so much going on, and every time I turn around, there's something else of interest, you know, that catches my eye or catches my ear about Toledo Opera reaching out to the community.
Yeah. Well, I'll just say that actually I used to work for Toledo Opera. That's how I got involved in this endeavor around 2017. I did some work around engagement for I Dream, and you know the opera company has been just an anchor in this community. Obviously before I Dream, that was 2017. But that was a moment in which I think. Folks looked around and said, how can we continue to broaden out to more audiences, right? And, introduce this art form to people and continue to help it evolve. So now, in, 2022, we have this wonderful engagement committee that, really discusses, a lot of aspects around art, around the exclusionary, practices of art, around, perceptions and misperceptions, and, how we can really reach people and not only, include them, but have a sense of belonging as well, in which you have partnerships that can exist with the Toledo Opera and the African American Police League, right,
yeah.
and other organizations. And so, we've done some good work and, want to continue that and continue to meet people where they are, and ensure that this art form is, something in which they can participate in, or they can help the art form, benefit from the art form, and there can be a mutual relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, what is your background and how did you come to opera? Because... it's not typically something that anybody does, right?
Goodness. That's man, be here all...
How much time do we have?
Exactly. funny story, actually, I went to the University of Toledo for undergrad, and maybe my senior year, a woman named Anae, who's from Nigeria, she was a performing arts major. She was an opera singer, and her apartment was across the hall, and I would just hear her, just all times of the day, and...
Instead of yelling at her, you enjoyed what you heard?
I did. I was long, history with music, just kind of a dabbling musician and, poet. And arts have really helped me in my life and my professional, personal development, spiritual development in a lot of ways. The arts have been near and dear to me. So when the opportunity came to join the Toledo Opera, it was cool, something I'd never really done before, but... did it, and here
we
are.
Jumped in, right? Yeah. That's fantastic. Celeste, have you ever, now is it Celeste or Celeste?
Celeste.
Celeste. Mm-hmm. Okay, because every time I said Celeste, you looked at me like I grew a new head or something. So Celeste, okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, have you ever experienced something like this before? This kind of collaboration where an artistic entity is mm-hmm. coming to the library and saying, you know, we want to do this with your resources.
Absolutely. Yes, we have, but most of the time it usually takes place at Maine, which is our main
main
branch. Yes. And so to bring it into one of the community branches, this is what makes it a little bit more meaningful, because we're introducing it to individuals that normally may not know this genre or may not have seen it. I know we held a conversation before where I explained I did not see an opera till I was already an adult, right? And it was not something that my parents thought, from all the things that we did go see, since I was raised in New York City, that this was something that was for us, right? And so I want to make sure that our community, and particularly our young people, understand and see what this is all about. And just like, you know, he became involved, and I spoke to the young man that is the son in the play, and he realized at 19 that this was something he wanted to do, right? He, too, never seen it before. And so, you know, we don't know what seeds we're planting by having someone hear this for the first time. And maybe one day they too can be sitting right here and just like this young man and said, this is how they got involved, because they saw it at Mott Branch and now they're part of the opera, you know.
Yeah. Well, that sort of planting the seed, that mission is certainly one that is shared not only by the library but also by Toledo Opera and by WGTE, definitely. We're all working together. How does this opera, or the idea of the opera and the plot itself, how does it resonate for you? I mean, do you view it in personal terms or as an expression just of art? Or
well, it's twofold, right? As a person of color, the meaning behind it, and to see, you know, how the story evolves and how we have evolved within this issue that is being faced. But then, you know, professionally, it sort of supports how to help our community and how to better heal and empower them to be the voice, right? Because if we don't do either or, we're going to be stuck in what, you know, is happening. So this gives us an avenue to open up a dialogue in a respectful manner and touch upon the subject, because we do have officers of color out here who also needs our respect for what they do.
Absolutely.
And so my goal, and hopefully, is to, you know, promote that we can coexist together as long as there's understanding and mutual respect.
Ron, I'm going to assume that you agree with everything that Celeste has said.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's wonderful to have both of you here today and to talk a little bit about the Opera Blue and about your experience and your respective organizations as well. We got to keep things moving because we have some more musical performances on the way. But in the meantime, you want to say something?
Go ahead. Just, you know, one more thing. You know, and I really do believe that, you know, this performance and arts in general, you know, has the power to, you know, of course, bring people together. And, you know, how can we make difficult conversations? You know, how can we get more comfortable with having those, you know? And this is, you know, such a wonderful tool. And I just really want to encourage everybody that's listening now, that's, you know, listen earlier to, you know, please go, you know, get a ticket, you know, see the performance. You know, this opera company is you know, really committed to telling more diverse stories and bringing world-class talent to Toledo in this region. And we can't forget just, you know, the music, you know, and the power that the music has to help us make sense of all of these things that we do go through on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, please go out and check out Blue, and I hope to see you there.
You make a really, really important point that we haven't explored a lot, and that is the idea of opera giving rise to maybe uncomfortable conversations, right? And how white and black relations are reflected in this opera. You know, it may sound like we're talking to an African American community, everything that we're talking about, but we're talking to everybody, really, because it takes, you know, people of all colors and sizes and shapes to come together and create that common ground. So I think that these conversations are ongoing, and I thank you both for letting me be a part of it today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Celeste Taylor from the Toledo Lucas County Public Library, also the chef here. And when I say chef, I mean chief of the Mott Library branch. Ronald Wells Jr. is a Toledo Opera trustee and chair of the Toledo Opera Community Engagement Advisory Committee.